Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening. And thank you for being out here with us at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Mike, we got to give a big shout out to this baseball squad, bro. They are a traveling team. They walked in. They had their chest out. They're like, yeah, we them dudes. And then their coach is like, yeah, we lost earlier today. But they're here from Alabama.
Why do you hate Alabama so much? From Boaz, Alabama. It's the five-star squad. Expos in town. Real quick, show of hands. Who's Alabama Crimson Tide fans? And who's an Auburn fan? The coach.
The coach is an Auburn fan.
So basically, the baseball team, much like Alabama as a whole, Alabama would be the Yankees and Auburn would be the Mets.
This is true.
Pretty much how it is.
This is true. Guys, good luck, man. I know you guys are in town playing some ball. Good luck and have fun. We got a lot more to get to here over the next hour. Grant McCauley is going to join us, guys. Braves start a series in San Francisco against the Giants. It's a big series. You can tell
Aren't
me
they all at this point?
Well, but you can tell me it's not and it's still early and it's June. But, Mike, tick, tick, tick. Like, we just got swept by the D-backs. You can't go into these series lackadaisical and think, well, you know what, we'll salvage a game and we'll be fine. We've got to win this series, and we got to win the next series, and hopefully we can sweep, Mike, and start to feel a little bit better about our play. So we'll talk to Grant. But, like, I hear some guys, like, are hitting me back and, like, you guys are overreacting.
Now, again, you guys are the problem. The lack of a sense of urgency. We've talked about this. I mean, what are you watching? I mean, this, I mean, they're literally going, 2021, 2021. Yes, I know, they weren't over 500 till way after the All-Star break. This team, did you watch the games this week, boys and girls? Come on. I mean, I hope we're, and by the way, as we say every time we go to a tailspin like this, I hope there is a way out of it. Hope we're wrong. Hope that Snicker can find a way to summon some juice. I hope that Alex Anthopoulos can pull a rabbit out of his hat like he did in 2021. Because nobody, we have a soundbite we play if you're new to the show, guys. Carl and I were debating. Carl's like, I go, it's over. I go, fire sailing.
That's right.
And, of course, they go on and win the freaking World Series.
Fire
and
then sailing.
And then you and I are watching a bus go flying by at 40 miles an hour on Peachtree. And then later at a more leisurely pace at the Battery.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just, this team needs so many pieces. They need a left fielder. They need a shortstop. They need a closer. They need a setup man. They need another starting pitcher. Don't think you can thread that needle. Hope I'm wrong. Hope these other guys step up. But anyway, Snicker, is the message falling on deaf ears? If you can't find a way to get better at your job, Carl, a 200 hitter is a 200 hitter.
Right.
A long plane ride feeling bad about yourself doesn't make you a 300 hitter.
No, it doesn't. And I don't care how much film you study or how much you get in the cages. You got to perform at a better level. All right, more on the Braves coming up with Grant here in just a bit. Want to talk Falcons for a second. A couple of things. One, Mike Vick was at practice this week. Mike mentioned this. We talked about it just briefly in saying, look, he is a Falcon for life.
Right.
And he is a guy that understands his connection to this city and that
That's never going to change. Right. Nobody's ever going to replace
it. And you can love Mike Vick and still love Matt Ryan.
Correct.
It doesn't have to be this stupid
either or. That's
this
right.
Zero-sum game we talk about.
I totally agree with you. So, and by the way, I do love both. I respect.
I do too.
I love Mike for you know what he did and what he brought to the city, which was a different vibe. But I also respect Matt Ryan and what he was able to accomplish, mm-hmm. and how tough he was, man, and how good he was. Nobody ever talks about how good Matt Ryan was, and you just kind of look at his career and you go, man, he was really good. Guys, we were always in the mix. We consistently, you know, felt like we were going to go to the playoffs,
right.
and we did. There were years we had home field advantage throughout where we won the NFC. We were the best team in the NFC. That's Matt Ryan. So, you know, MVP. We can talk about all the stuff. So, oh, you're right. I love both, and it doesn't make me a bad guy. But here's Mike Vick talking about Michael Penix, Mike. Mm. This is what we want to hear. And Michael Vick was at practice, and, you know, the guys really – look, everybody embraces Mike Vick because they know how special he was. But a lot of these cats, man, they grew up playing – Madden with Mike Vick. They
right.
grew up watching these highlights and like to see him and hear him talk to these guys. So there's a connection. But here's what he said about Penix this upcoming season.
Yeah, I'm excited for Mike. I think this is going to be an amazing season for him. Just watching practice, it looked like everything is slowed down. He threw a couple touchdown passes today. Good reads, move well in the pocket, good pocket presence, and good feel for the game. And so with some complimentary players around him like Bijan and Drake and Cowden, you know, these guys are going to really do some special things this year.
Always love hearing from Mike, man. Good dude. And again, we said this earlier. I think if you haven't seen the interviews, Mike's done a million, you know, post-career.
Yep.
And he said a million things he'd do differently. And we wish he had, because that's one of those great what-ifs, you know. But things he can impart on Michael about, hey, here's some things that I kind of missed early. Andy Reid, later in my career when I was more receptive to this kind of information and input, made me a better quarterback. But at the end of the day, Matt Ryan missed 3 games in his entire career as a Falcons starting quarterback.
Says everything.
Think
you need
about
to know.
That, guys. He missed 3 games his entire career. 2 games in his second year with turf toe, 1 game back in 19. That's it. So, I mean, that's 3. I mean, that's a starter. That's a hell of a record. And so that's why Mike.
You know
that's
how hard that is?
That's why Matt is the greatest Falcon of all time. And if you want to go, and how do you decide who the greatest Falcon is? Yes, Dion and Mike were small sample sizes
yeah.
of amazing athleticism and wow moments that you'll never, ever duplicate. But Matt was an MVP, and Matt, I have to remind you about 2016. But, yeah, that's why Matt's the guy, man. But I love Mike Vick because just as much as, remember, 15, I was like, I wrote a blog. Get him out of here. Remember, you and I were joking around
That's right.
the radio.
That's right.
Go get Deshaun Watson. Well, Deshaun stayed another year at Clemson. But Matt went through all the slings and arrows, never really got the respect. Maybe still doesn't get the respect he deserves today. Because as a fan, Mike electrified this city. To be at the Georgia Dome in 2002 and 2004, I mean, part of 2003, Carl, there's nothing like it. But that doesn't mean that he's better than Matt. It's a different kind of energy, a different kind of athleticism.
That's it. Meanwhile, how good is Drake London going to be? And Matt Harmon, who covers the NFL, Yahoo Sports, had an interesting soundbite, Mike, that you know, when it comes to Drake having the kind of year that we think he can have, is he going to be top 5, top 10? Mm-hmm. Look, this is not me going out on a ledge to tell you that Drake London is going to be a top 10 receiver. I thought he was that last year. If I'm going to tell you he'll be a top 3 receiver, would you believe that? Well, if I told you he's going to have a number record of touchdowns, 10 or more, and he's going to have over 1,200 yards receiving, would you believe that? This is what Matt Harmon said in regards to Drake having the kind of year that we think he can.
Man, fantastic player. You can throw him out there at X receiver, and he has the press coverage ability and the ball skills to win there, even if he's not the fastest guy in a straight line. He is so fluid underneath to beat press man coverage, but this new Falcons staff last year did a great job like moving him around the formation, putting him in the slot, getting him off the line of scrimmage, and he just truly became like another tier of a weapon better because of that. Whenever he was inside, like, just hit him on an in-breaker again and again and again and again. I think he could be a candidate to lead the NFL in catches.
Hell yeah. Guys, remember, this guy was 11 yards shy of eclipsing Brian Thomas for the third most receiving yards.
That's right.
And when no one, I guess, we're too close to it because we're here in Atlanta, people just look at the stats. We had a four-game stretch. The quarterback couldn't deliver the football to anybody. Okay,
he couldn't throw it 15 yards.
We couldn't score more than three touchdowns against Cleveland.
Yeah.
Sorry, against the Chargers. We were terrible in that Saints game. I mean, we're god-awful in that Raiders game. So a normal quarterback, if Penix gets worked into it, you could argue Drake London gets another 300 yards and is right up there with Justin Jefferson for the second most receiving yards behind Ja'Marr Chase.
It's that simple. And the thing about Drake is his ball skills, which is what Matt Harmon's talking about. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our Falcon Report guys. Coming up, our conversation with Grant McCauley as we'll talk about what's going on with the Braves as they head out west tonight, late start in this series against the Giants. Mike, he allows you to make mistakes. Think about the quarterbacks he's played with, right? Whether it was pick them. It doesn't matter. Marcus Mariota, it doesn't matter. Pick your quarterback. The ball always was not on target, but Drake's right. ability to locate and then just go make a play allows quarterbacks to make a mistake. Now, I think Penix is going to be accurate. It's one of the reasons one of the things we talked about him coming out of college. I don't know if that's going to be as big of a problem, and you've already kind of seen that in the three games he's played. But my point is, if you have a more accurate quarterback who's putting it in the spots where Drake doesn't have to stretch 50 feet in the air or go up and jump 10 feet, Mike, then it's going to make his job a lot easier, and I think he's going to have more completions. He's Yes. going to have more receptions. He's going to have more yards. I think Drake London is going to be a top five receiver.
Hey, again, he was a top five last year. He'll be again, how do you measure it? You want to go by receiving yards? He's already in the top five. He's that guy. 17 touchdowns for Chase. Jefferson, Brian Thomas from by the way, this Brian Thomas, real quick. Sorry, I just looked the numbers up.
No, you're fine.
It's like a Roddy White year in 07 when Roddy White went over 1,000 yards receiving with three bums throwing him the ball.
Yeah, nobody
got remember, there. Sunshine got injured. Jacksonville went through like kind of a rogues gallery of QBs. Roddy in 2007, it was – Day-Day, help me out on this. The kid from Oregon – the white boy from Oregon. It was Byron Leftwich. It was Chris Redman.
Redman?
Yeah. And it was, oh, come on. Jesse, what the hell is this? Somebody's in the car screaming right now with their radio. Quick, Google 2007 Falcons stats.
Oh, you're talking about the three quarterbacks that
Joey Harrington.
Harrington, yes.
Joey Harrington,
Detroit.
Chris Redman, and Byron Leftwich, and Roddy White went over 1,000 yards that year. How crazy is that? That's the kind of year that Thomas had. Drake London would have been right up there with Justin Jefferson if Kirk Thomas hadn't sucked
Kirk
for 3 weeks.
Cousins, you're right.
And his brother, Kirk Cousins.
No, and that's the thing. He was on his way. If Cousins doesn't fall off the map.
Right.
Drake London is easily 12, 15. I think
and Darnell Mooney was just five or six throws behind 1,000 yards.
What's up, Darnell?
You could have 2,000-yard receivers provided this line, right side, Caleb McGarry. Blindside protects. Now, it wasn't a glaring weakness. Would you feel the Commanders game, we weren't like worrying about a jailbreak on the right side? It looked like it was okay.
No, it's
so
fine.
Maybe
it's
I got to recalibrate because I was killing McGarry all last season. Maybe the Falcon coaching staff, certainly the O-line staff,
Mike,
they see him. Maybe they think he's okay. They know more than we do.
Well, Caleb McGarry's job is going to be easier. You know why? Because Michael Penix gets rid of the football. He's not holding on to the pill. He is letting that thing go. He is letting it go.
And the play and by the way, the play action should freeze the defense.
I don't have to hold on to it for 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds. When I'm worried about my right tackle, because Mike's right, it's the opposite side, having to protect me. I'm letting that thing go, man. Watch the games. Go back and watch the games he played last year. Giants game. He came out, everybody's like, what's he going to play? Whoop. He's letting it go. I'm not worried about as much McGarry because of that. If he was a guy like Kirk Cousins who didn't trust his legs, who was a statue and then didn't trust his arm, you start to go, well, when's it? Come on, Kirk, let it go.
But this is where Zach Robinson, you got to establish the run. Because using Bijan Robinson and when you do use certainly Tyler Algier, you can get a count or a count and a half of freezing your linebackers, freezing your corners,
yep.
And that should pay off for major, major numbers for our wide receiver corps. That's why all these nerdy, fantasy football sites are saying, hey, jump on the Falcons. Jump on the Falcons skill position players.
Drake's going to have a big year, man. No pressure. Hey, coming up, Grant McCauley will go around the yard. How do we fix this? Now. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley, our Braves insider and MLB guy that covers the league for us. Grant, look, nothing's changed from where we were yesterday to today. Game hasn't started. We haven't seen the Braves play. But the questions remain, and I know you got hit with a ton of stuff between when we spoke at the end of the show yesterday and you know, overnight. What do you think the fans' main pressing concern is? And what do you get from the fans that you think that they're right about something that they're saying? Because, listen, I got a ton of stuff. Mike got a ton of stuff. We're trying to answer all of this, but what do you think the main concern from fans is, and can we address it?
Yeah, I think the main concern for fans is the frustration of the expectations that you have for this club year over year and being so what appears to be, you know, inequipped to be able to come through and to be able to live up to those expectations. And some of those start in-house. I think the team itself has some of those that they're very much trying to fix, but the bottom line is it's not happening. It's the results that the fans want to see, and I don't blame them for that whatsoever. The answers are the harder part. I mean, is the answer, you know, like we talked about yesterday, do you fire the hitting coach again? Do you consider making some drastic moves? Are you trying to push trades to the forefront right now? And if you're going to get overly aggressive with those, how are you going to entice teams to decide to sell this early? Because that is a whole other set of optics that sends a message to that fan base as well, if those players are even available, and if you have the right pieces to be able to trade for those. So it just, there are no easy answers other than to say very simply the thing that we've been saying all year long. This team, as currently comprised, has to play better because it has the talent to do so.
Yeah, Grant, I know you touched on this briefly yesterday. One of the other things that's come up today, Carl and I were kind of laughing about it, You wouldn't believe the amount of text messages and, you know, things on social media. Explain to the listeners that Chipper Jones is very happy in retirement, enjoys hunting, fishing, enjoying his time. Will like to help out maybe during spring training for a week at Northport to give some pointers, but he's not interested in managing this team.
No, I don't think that he is. And if that is the case, that's a conversation for somebody way above my pay grade. And also Chipper Jones, who's oftentimes my lifetime and probably will remain above my pay grade as well. I don't see that as necessarily the answer. And I know a lot of folks would like to see him more involved with the hitting, the philosophy behind that. But look, I don't think that that's necessarily the answer. And I always think about this, and maybe it's just kind of an old school way to look at it, but I mean, Ted Williams was a manager at one point. That didn't turn everybody on his team into a bunch of 400 hitters. He still had to deal with the talent at hand, and those guys had to go out and play the games themselves. He can't hold their hand, and they're not going to be in awe of, you know, just because it's somebody who has done a lot in baseball. That only goes so far. Can it bring a lot of respect? Sure, and it should, but it doesn't necessarily change the level to which guys are going to be able to play.
It's a great point. The Lee Montvale book about Ted Williams when he was the manager
great
of the Washington
book.
Senators. You know, Carl, you can be the greatest guy on the planet, but you can't necessarily translate it to the guys who don't have the God-given skills that
true.
You do.
It's true.
Real quick, just as a follow-up, said to Carl yesterday and today, Grant, you feel at some point, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, maybe if they don't turn things around in the next week or two, that perhaps you'll hear an announcement that, yes, they're going to confirm that Snicker is not going to be retained.
They could do that, but I just don't really feel like they're going to send an outward message that puts him into what I would describe as a full lame duck position, because at that point you do him no favors. I don't know that it necessarily is going to make a lot of the folks that are out there with the pitchforks right now that want the managerial change yesterday much happier. I guess you can look at it as, okay, well, we're going to get something new, but we're not going to get it yet. I don't know about you, but I kind of had that problem with my anticipation for, like, Christmas morning and things of that nature on my birthday. Like, the gift is on the way, but, like, am I just going to pull open the Amazon app and just see where it is right now and get the shipping updates? I don't know that it does a lot of good, all jokes aside. And I think that Brian Snitker, whether you love him, whether you hate him, whether you're somewhere in between, whether it doesn't control your life, who manages your favorite baseball team, has earned a certain amount of respect. And I think the Braves are going to do everything that they can to respect the bounds of that relationship and to do this as best they can the right way, even if the position and the situation is nothing that Brian Snitker, Alex Anthopoulos, or anybody else wanted to find themselves in.
Grant McCauley joining us, guys. Giants tonight, Braves late start on the West Coast, trying to flush, as they say, flush the loss from yesterday and continue to move. And by the way, that is real. You can't linger, even as bad as it was, you can't linger on it because it just gets in your head. So actually them going on the road, Grant, I think is probably the best thing for them, considering that loss happened and then they weren't, you know, they didn't have six more games at home to worry about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you bring up a good point. I mean, I'd like to get the hell out of here, too, if that's kind of how my day's going. And that's just, yeah, being honest. I mean, you want to be able to perform for your hometown fans. I mean, they heard the response to that. They know, I mean, they feel the responsibility of losing a game that, you know, before yesterday, the Braves hadn't lost one like that in the ninth inning in 52 years. So we don't need to go through the history lesson again, but it wasn't lost on anybody. And they would like to be playing their best baseball at home. And for the most part, they have this year. But we're talking about a club that's lost 11 out of 14 games. In 8 of those 14 games, they scored 8 or fewer runs. All of those are lost, excuse me, 3 or fewer runs. 8 of those are losses, and 4 of those are by a single run. So the margin of error for the Braves remains razor thin, and they remain on the wrong side of it more times than not. So change the scenery, change the location. I mean, go ride the trolley, go look at the Redwoods. I don't know, whatever you can do to kind of like reset yourself, but you have to find a way, I think, if you're the Braves, to get on track, whatever the venue is. But you've got to put yesterday behind you, Carl. You're absolutely right.
I know that we are, what, almost 2 months, well, just about a month and 3 weeks, I guess you could argue, Grant, between now and the trade deadline. Priority number one right now, I mean, we will get Jurickson and Profar back for the final 80 games. Don't know how he's going to respond and won't be able to use him for the postseason. Do they shop for a left fielder? Do they shop for a shortstop, closer, setup man? How do you think, if there's a stacking order on that, where does it go?
I definitely stack it on the relievers, Mike, because even if you do have the belief that Raisel Iglesias can turn things around, I think you've pretty much reached the critical mass of, does he just need a reset for a while, though, where we kind of take him out of that position for his own good and because the team can't afford to give away any more one-run games. It's not all on Iglesias. I'll still make the point that he never should have appeared in yesterday's game. And that right. I don't know that that means that Scott Blewett should have been released, but you had to make room for Craig Kimbrell, and that's the choice that they made. I don't think that arguing about the seventh or eighth man in the bullpen is really going to do any of us any good, but bottom line is you've got to address the bullpen in ways that will strengthen it because you didn't do it in the winter. You didn't replace Minter. You didn't replace Jimenez. Sure, we'll see what Craig Kimbrell can bring. Maybe he is part of the answer to that, but it's taken 2 months just to get him to the big leagues, and I'm sure that everybody would love to see some reinforcements down there, take a little pressure off Iglesias, and get him back and going again because I still think you're going to need him to play some kind of meaningful role before this year is over if you want to get to where you want to get.
How good do you think the Mets are? Can they maintain this? The Phillies, can they maintain? And I'm saying that because when you're chasing teams down, sometimes you need a break. You need them to go on a 6 or 7 game skid. How do you feel about those teams? Forget about what we're doing right now. Let's just say things get corrected for us. How do you feel about the Mets and the Phillies?
I think that they're better equipped as it stands right now, and they're getting better results out of what they have. But neither of those two rosters are perfect. They've kind of had to go through their things at times, but they've just played a more consistent brand of baseball overall. I mean, Alex Anthopoulos talked about on Monday, like, we have to look at the aggregate of the 6 months. We don't want to get too caught up in the lowest of lows. And maybe that's fair. Like, at face value, I can't argue with that. And if you're trying to find the right mindset to climb out of that hole, then yes, you probably need to look at it that way. I still think the Mets have some pitching questions. I mean, they've got Sean Manaea on a rehab assignment right now. I've gotten a lot of feedback about how Griffin Canning has been good for them and the Braves had cut him loose and didn't want to give him a contract for this year. But I would also credit the Mets and how they have been able to turn some spare parts pitchers into productive members of their staff. That may not have happened here, but the Phillies, I think they have questions with the bullpen as well. They're not going to have Jose Alvarado in the postseason. That's a big deal. I think that their offense is streaky at times, but none of these clubs are perfect. So if you're able to, if you're the Braves, climb back into a manageable deficit as you approach the trade deadline, and I'm talking right in the 5 to 6 game range, you're within striking distance. You owe it to yourself to do whatever you can do to make the club better this season. And I think that is what the mission has to be right now, Mike and Carl, over the next 30 or so days. See how much you can trim off of what is right now, as we sit here, an 11-game deficit for the Braves between themselves and the first-place Mets.
And you mentioned, I brought that up a few times last few weeks. It's just kind of uncanny. When things are, it rains, it pours. When things aren't going your way, normally Alex has got such a nose for value and a guy off a scrap heap, and that guy has been money for the Mets. Inexplicably, he was here for a second after we traded him for Soler.
And what's interesting, not to dwell on it for too long because I really don't think he's worth the conversation, but if you look at the metrics of what he does year over year, he's really not improved anything this year except for getting some better results. So that speaks to, I think, you can't get lost in the numbers. And Mike, I know you believe this. I mean, they can tell you a lot, but they can't tell you everything. Right. And ultimately, games are won and lost on the field, and he has contributed. I just kind of wonder, is this sustainable for him in the long term? And I can understand why the Braves, based on his performance last year, didn't want to give him over $5 million.
I hope your exit velocity is well over the weekend, Grant. Take care.
We'll see. It's been pretty low lately.
I know.
Work on that launch angle.
Hey, by the way, when are you on? When are you on this weekend?
I'll be on Sunday morning from 10 to noon. I have some conversations with a few Braves that happened before the meltdown on Thursday, and we'll talk about what else is happening across Major League Baseball. So join me right here on 92.9 The Game. It's from the Diamond, 10 to noon, Sunday, and wherever you get your podcast and on the Odyssey app.
Get a beer, man. Get a beer.
One more loss, Grant. Maybe
give
real estate tips.
All right, brother. Be safe. We'll talk to you. Hey, we're coming back. Potential trade in the NBA that could change the Eastern Conference. And he is a legitimate superstar.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He is a legitimate superstar. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Last night, Tyrese Halliburton hit another game winner. Now, if you're going, well, yeah, it was cool, but he ain't done that before. He has. As a matter of fact, he's done it in every playoff series this year. April 29th, Indiana trailed Milwaukee, 118-111, Mike, 34 seconds to play, and he hits the game winner with 1.4 seconds. May 6th, Indiana trailed Cleveland. Yeah, they put the Cavs out. 119-112, 48 seconds left to play. They win 121-119. Halliburton gets the game winner with 1 second left. May 21st, Indiana trails New York, 121-112 with 51 seconds to play in regulation. He thought he took a three. It was a two. It sends it to overtime, and Indiana ends up winning 138-135. And then last night, this happened.
Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
Incredible.
Neymar had some big defensive stops, really got a couple of guys out of sync. We talked a lot about how Brunson lost his poise in game six against the Knicks. And I thought Kendrick Perkins nailed it last night on Scott Van Pelt about just how angry SGA was. SGA was out of his comfort zone. And I think that Indiana just has that ability. They've got guys like, you know, Nebhard, and they've got Obi Toppin. These are guys that just get under your skin. Like in the NHL, the energy guys in that third or fourth line that just really get you out of sorts.
They poke at you.
And all of a sudden, you're not feeling right. And you and I mentioned it earlier, regardless of how badly he dressed, he played even worse in the game. Chet Holmgren, you dress like a clown, play like a clown. We talked earlier, Hartenstein and him, early they were okay. But the thing I thought, and I just, if you go back and watch the game and you could read the play-by-play, anytime they had turnovers, and there were tons of turnovers. Matter of fact, 24 turnovers for the Pacers. That should be like a death sentence. You're not even close. But anytime they turned it over, it was a bad shot, a bad decision, or a really big three-point attempt. So Oklahoma City probably should have gotten at least another 15 to 30 points off those turnovers.
Agreed. So now the Pacers steal game one. Oklahoma City guys had the best home record in the NBA. They had the best record in the NBA. They were the best team in the Western Conference. And now you go, okay, this was kind of unexpected. And they controlled the game, Mike. You said it, the turnovers. You were thinking this was going to be a blowout.
Right.
And Indiana just kept finding a way to hang around. I had the OKC Thunder winning this in six. Now I still think they win, but it might be seven now, Mike, because this was kind of, this didn't go the way I expected. And the Pacers' knack, their ability to just stick around and find ways to win. They did it to the Cavs, they did it to the Knicks, and now they've done it to OKC. We're going to see. Game two, by the way, is Sunday night. Speaking of the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Mike, apparently the Knicks want to go all in. Look, I guess this is a facelift because they fired Thibodeau, and now the rumor is that they want to talk to Jason Kidd, potentially to become their next head coach. And then the other thing out there is that they are all in on trying to get Giannis Antetokounmpo to come to New York. But you can't keep everybody if you get Giannis.
No. I would keep the Villanova guys. Got to keep Robinson because he grabs rebounds. I like his toughness. But or maybe Hart or the Villanova guys, Hart could go, maybe.
Yes, yes.
But, yeah, Cat's got a jet. And maybe it takes three teams to make all the numbers work, Carl. But the Knicks are certainly going to make a play. Jason Kidd going to New York or Jason Kidd staying in Dallas and working with Cooper Flagg? I don't know. I mean, you could make the argument for both. I mean, with a healthy – you and I just laughed at each other. A healthy, air quotes, Anthony Davis.
It's true.
But maybe the Knicks, Jason Kidd on the biggest stage? I don't know. I do love that idea of Giannis sitting in New York. I love the idea even more of Giannis coming here.
I agree.
But we don't have as much to give as the Knicks.
Would you
unless they're into draft picks, which I'm not sure they would be.
Would you give – well, we got a bunch of draft picks coming up.
Jalen Johnson.
Would you give up Jalen?
Yes. For Giannis, you're going to have to.
I would,
that's not. I mean, that's not even a – you'd have to.
I know everybody's loving Jalen. I do, too. But, listen.
I'd give Reese Hoshay, Johnson. Yes. I'd hate to lose Dyson Daniels because I love his defensive posture.
Me, too.
But anybody else off the books?
And that's the thing. I don't know if they're willing to do that.
And then Trey and Giannis. Now, in a perfect world, Trey, Giannis, and Jalen, but you got to give to get.
Yeah.
Again, as we always say, we're not trying to rip off your next-door neighbor, enough about my childhood, flipping baseball cards.
Well,
you're
not
going to get that deal.
Well, to your point, though, I mean, if there's enough promise in Reese Hoshay and Dyson Daniels being first-team all-defense, guys, there's not a team in the league that doesn't want a first-team all-defensive guy. So there is value. All of a sudden, for Dyson Daniels, who we thought might have been a throwaway in the trade, right, that we made.
Right.
Now you look at that a year later and you're saying, there's a lot of value there. And he hasn't even hit his peak whatsoever. We know he's got offensive game that we didn't think he did. So, I'm with you. I don't want to give up Dyson, but I'm just saying if we were in the mix, and we should be, and I hope we are, and I don't know if our guys are calling and making those calls, but the Knicks feel like they were a hair away and they had the wrong coach to get them over the top. They felt like Thibodeau made the adjustments late in the series.
Oh.
They felt like he gave away game one. They felt like he grinds guys. So all of it, so they changed coaches, and they're going to go after the biggest piece that they think is going to be available, and that's Giannis.
Right. I mean, it's Jason Kidd. Luke Walton's also been linked to that job. With all due respect to Luke Walton, that's not that compelling. So I don't know where they go. I'd rather see Jeff Van Gundy get back in the game.
I agree. You
said Jeff Van Gundy's with the Clippers, right?
He is. He is Ty Lue's assistant.
Yeah, I'd rather see Jeff Van Gundy go back to the Garden, get Giannis in there. I think that's a guy that could figure it out.
When
mentioned he took a break for his family.
He did. When Jeff was in Houston, he was there for 5 or 6 years. I forget exactly how long. He got let go by the Rockets at the time. He was the Yao Ming, all that stuff going on. And then he took a break because of his daughter and his family, and he was living just chilling down the street. I mean, he was just there all the time. You'd see him out on walks, and then he was doing ABC, and that's when him and Mark Jackson were doing the games. And then he
Which,
did
by
that.
The way, would be a hell of an improvement over what I saw last night.
Well, look, I miss Mama, There Goes That Man. I miss Mark Jackson. So, but he did that, and then Mike, when ESPN made the move that they made, he just jumped back in it. Jeff is a brilliant guy. I just don't know if – has he and Dolan, they mended the fences? I mean, you remember, he was in New York. He was in New York. So I don't know if he wants to do that
again. Dolan is such a creep. Again, this is the idiot son of the guy that started Cablevision. He really is, as we said yesterday, sometimes guys get in the family business, make it work. Like you can say that Jim Irsay did better than his dad.
Yes.
You know, but this guy is just such a putz. So I wonder where it goes.
And Jason, I love that word, by the way.
By the way, for you youngsters at home, look it up. It's a Yiddish word. It basically means a schmuck. Another Yiddish word means a tool. How about that?
He's a putz. Hey, man, want to remind you guys, we're live at Twin Peaks, but also we are counting down, and time is running out for you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. You can go to the website, go to the contest page, 92.9 The Game. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner and hang out with us. Not just Mike and I. The entire Game Day staff is going to be there, guys. All your favorite hosts and shows. And it can be your grandfather, your kid, your coach. Anyone that's important in your life, it's presented by Echo Park Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. We're going to be there. It's the perimeter location for our Friday, June 13th Lazy Dog Restaurant Father's Day event. And make sure you enter now for your chance to win.
I know it's going to be a lot of fun. We always have a blast. As Carl said, it could be your grandma who might be the Father's Day person. It doesn't matter. We're not judging. Whoever's got that connection with you. And as we say, the connection between, you know, parents or grandparents and the kids or godparents, whatever. And sports is always so strong.
All right. As we get ready for the weekend, Turtles got the night show coming up. We're going to get out of here in just a little bit. But
need something from the Braves.
I need something.
I need a pulse.
I need something.
I need a sign of life. You got a really good pitcher going for the Giants tonight. You know, that's a ballpark where, you know, if you guys, for the left-handed hitters, you know, maybe Ozzie gets lucky tonight. So I'm not saying they're going to make it to McCovey Cove, just get over the fence. But, man, needs something, man.
Yeah.
And Schwellenbach, unfortunately, you know, when you're struggling and scuffling like that, Schwellenbach's got, not saying letter perfect, but he's got to be strong.
Well, here's the problem, too, Mike. If he struggles, I don't trust the pin right now.
No.
That's the other part.
Some guys got upset that Blewett got cut.
Why?
I was never that impressed with Blewett to begin with.
He blew it.
Literally and figuratively. So, but here's the other thing. I was going to save this for clear my throat. I'll just throw it in now. Guys expecting Craig Kimbrel to be Craig Kimbrel from 2015, 16. That's not where he's living. So, again, color me surprised if he can bring some extra stuff. But if he was ready, they would have had him up here sooner.
Yeah. And if he was ready, he would have been signed to somebody a minor league deal. I mean, honestly, I don't know what to expect from Kimbrel. Mike, you say 2015, 16. I'm going back to 11 and 12. Mm. Like, that's when he was dominant and, like, just throwing heat past guys.
Right.
But either way, if he can come help. But that's the one thing we'll be watching over the weekend. Also, more on Monday about the NBA Finals. Game 2 on Sunday. Next week, mandatory minicamp for our Falcons. It's a big week. Mike and I are going to be up there. We will get a chance to see firsthand Jalen and James Pierce and all these guys. And again, it's not about rotations and things that people are getting caught up in. But mandatory minicamp gives us a real feel for what guys look like. And then right. We're going to, you know, look at that. And Mike, 5 weeks later, we'll be talking about training camp, which nobody covers the Falcons like this radio station, 92.9 The Game, your home for Atlanta Falcons football. Of course, we are all about it. So next week's a big week, and we're going to be out there. And then Friday is our Father's Day event. So there's just a lot going on. Make sure you go to the website, check out everything, and stay up on everything that's going on, man.
Right on. Hey, best of luck to those kids from Boaz, Alabama.
Good luck, fellas. Good luck.
There you go. Again, only the coach is an Auburn fan. All the entire team
is pretty fun, right?
Yeah, but again, they're down here for some travel baseball, and they joined us here at Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
All right, man. Garrett, great job today back at the studio. The Dominator was out. Garrett stepped in and did a terrific job. Thank you so much, Garrett.
He is Fix It Felix.
He is, man. We got to get out of here, man, and clear our throat. Hey, thanks to all of our guests today. BMAC, Brian McFadden stopped by talking about our Falcons and also talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers signing Aaron Rodgers. It's official, guys. 1-year deal for Rodgers. It's done. And now everybody awaits to see what's going to happen with the Steelers. Go check out that interview. It's online at odyssey.com, and make sure you hit the rewind button. Thanks to Grant McCauley as well. My man, Day-Day, have a great weekend. Executive producer Tinker's coming out here. Appreciate you, Jerry, all of our listeners, everybody that stopped by. We love you guys. All right, Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, a couple of Falcon fans said, what about these stories about Kyle Pitts to the Steelers? I'm like, nope. I can tell you this, both on the record and off the record, Arthur Smith, who may have forced our general manager to pick Kyle Pitts, was less than enamored. And I think you maybe heard that on the radio at times when we discussed Kyle Pitts and his role in this offense. I think if there's a play for the Steelers, they need more playmakers on that team. There's just not enough in the wide receiver room. I think it's got to be Jonnu Smith. I just don't know why the Dolphins would trade him, because he's a hell of a weapon for Tua Tagovailoa. But we'll wait and see on that. But if you look at that depth chart, Steelers, and I'm not sure they're going to bring in some retreads from the Packers. They're mostly retired now. But Aaron Rodgers could use some help as far as playmakers.
Hey,
that's a convenient
Braves
narrative.
Thank you, Art. Can the Braves do me one favor? If there's a questionable call, if there's a bad call, if something happens this weekend, can we get a little bit emotional? Just a little bit? I'm not asking for a lot.
Snit,
if something happens this weekend, can we just get out of the dugout, maybe approach the umpire, and get thrown out for once? Maybe that's what we've been missing. Maybe these guys can play and hit and pitch, but maybe the emotional edge hasn't been there because everybody is whoop-de-doo-dee-dee-dee-doo. Hey, man, have a great weekend. If you love the show,
you tell your fans.
If you don't,
I just want to watch the tennis, not hear the radio show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.